True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's 5 o'clock-ish.
Hey, anybody got the keg yet? I'll pump.
This is U.S. Open Week with Isaac and Sue.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
You're not doing anything later. Why don't you join us at 9 o'clock on the ninth green?
What happens there?
That's a secret of the pros.
All right, cool. Thanks, man.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue on 1080.
Dress nice, huh?
Oh, all right, all right.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Really hope you're having a nice little Wednesday.
Solid.
Sports Bros here. I'm Rob. That's Big Sue right over there. Look at him. And Buckley's here.
Come on, Rob.
I love when you go look at him. Like, that's gonna for what? Just see him over there.
Well, that's for the YouTube.
Yeah, the YouTube.
Look at him.
Yeah, look at him.
Look at him.
Like,
look
is
him.
He doing something?
That's
or just,
him.
Or just hey, he's there.
No, it's him.
That's
he's right
me.
There.
Yeah. Look at him.
Yeah. Look at that.
I do love that. Hey, are you? Yeah, that's me.
What? What do you mean?
Oh, when you're out.
Wow!
You get the person that knows it's you, but they ask. And they're like, hey, are you? Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
One time I was sitting next to Tom Tolbert on a flight, the former Warriors power forward and radio host. And I was like, I was right out of college. I'm like, do you work in sports media? And he's like, yeah. Yeah, I do. Are you Tom Tolbert?
Well, it's one thing if you blend in a lot, but when you tend to stick out.
Yeah, he's 6'10".
Yeah, I mean, my God. You can skip the formalities. I mean, you know it. I know it. Let's move this conversation forward. Let's go.
So cigarettes are back in.
Really?
Yeah.
Cigarettes are back?
Yeah.
I thought vaping was all.
Cigarettes are back.
We're back to smoking the darts, huh?
We will.
Interesting.
Discuss that in the club tonight.
Okay. For the health conscious Gen Alphas?
Hmm. I will say that I'm a big fan of anytime someone has a dart doing something that they shouldn't have a cigarette dangling from their lips. I find it hilarious.
Yeah.
Walking, playing golf,
fireworks.
Anything remotely athletic. Yeah, I find it very funny. The greatest photo of all time is the was it Len Dawson, the Chiefs quarterback at the halftime of the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
He's got a Fresca and a dart. He's just sitting there at halftime ripping heaters. I love that. Like, that should be framed in a museum somewhere.
We also have the top 10 fast food chains with the happiest workers.
Oh, I guarantee that's Chick-fil-A.
Gotta be.
But you will have to wait for that.
I'm convinced those people have lobotomies.
I will tell you that Chick-fil-A, while possibly on the list, it is not in the top 5.
Yeah, I'm convinced they've done the full-on severance thing, and there's just a host
there's
body
just
working
no
on that.
Way you can be that happy. And the exact opposite, because you know there has to be balance, a yin and yang. One is Chick-fil-A, and the other is Popeyes. If someone is working at Chick-fil-A, they are far too happy. And if someone's working at Popeyes, just realize you are one, like, snide remark away from someone stabbing you in the eye with a spork. Those people don't care. The polar opposite. Both strong birds. Customer service? Not quite the same.
Where would Long John Silver's?
I don't think there is
in.
A Long John
Are
Silver's.
They,
I think there's one in Oregon.
Are they gone?
Dude. No, I think they're still around. I think there's one out in 99.
If there's a Long John Silver's, that is a front for cocaine. There's no way in 2025 that there is still a functioning Long John Silver's. No way.
No way, he says. No.
There is.
Yeah, it's out in Hillsborough.
In my neck of the woods, a Long John Silver's Taco Bell hybrid restaurant.
Oh, dude.
That gets by on Taco Bell, and they're like handing out handies in the back for $20. That's a front for some sort of illegal massage operation.
Do you think people go there and get chalupas and fish sticks?
No one is going to a Long John Silver's.
They also have one in Troutdale.
Yep.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So...
Long John Silver's.
Eat it. I just remember as a kid.
No, I won't eat it. I will not.
Look at him. I remember as a kid, we would, of course, our options were limited in Little Salina, Kansas, you know. Yeah. But if, like, Long John Silver's was always on the list of suggestions from mom if she didn't want to cook. Yeah. It'd be like, okay, where do you guys want to go? And of course, yeah, you picture this cigarette dangling out of her mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, where do you guys want to go?
Long John Silver's.
Long John Silver's. And she would always mention Long John Silver's. It would be a part of the, like, Pizza Hut would probably be, I think we went to pizza, like, every Wednesday
yeah.
or something, but then there'd be McDonald's in there, or, you know, like, nothing real healthy.
Sure.
Of course, there wasn't anything healthy.
No, Salina, Kansas, for God's sakes.
But I always remember getting viscerally pissed that Long John Silver's was on the list.
Was even a suggestion?
Yes, because yeah. my brother liked it.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
And I hated it.
You're going to go get a two-piece
halibut? So you were afraid it would
you?
Get picked and that everyone would be happy with you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If it got picked, it was because of his ass. And it pissed me off. And the only thing I would eat is hush puppies.
I'm convinced that Long John Silver's doesn't even have real fish. They're selling like, they're selling like eel ass or something and...
Poor 8-year-old Isaac.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Long John
just with eight
suffering
hush
through dinner on like a plate of hush puppies.
You couldn't even like fancy up like a Skipper's?
We didn't have Skipper's.
Oh, God. Because at least if you're going to be forced to go, Skipper's had delightful clam chowder. There's that. Maybe some clam strips.
All right. We had a Spangles. I think there's still a Spangles there.
Spangles?
Yeah, is that like Bojangles?
Do you remember Spangles?
Spangles.
Anybody else know Spangles? Oh, it's bad.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's like a White Castle sort of
shockingly
thing?
Bad. I think it's more like Spangles is more like you can get a lot of different stuff.
Okay.
It's kind of like really, really, really bastardized chilies.
Oh, okay, I see it here.
But kind of fast food.
Yeah. Boy, it looks. I'm looking at the Oreo brownie mudslide, and I'll just tell you, if that's the photo they're putting out there, you don't want to go to Spangles.
I think they serve margaritas now.
It just tastes better at Spangles.
Which
apparently.
Is all the rage. No, it doesn't. I can confirm it does not.
It looks like a bastardized Dairy Queen.
Yeah, that's probably a better way to... Yeah, Chili's is a little too elevated for Spangles. You're right. It's a bastardized Dairy Queen without the good ice cream.
Oh, yeah. You can get... they are selling booze now. They're selling margaritas.
Did you see that? Yeah, and the kids go there and they get
and
them.
A screwdriver slush.
And you get them to go.
I would like to point out that they'll do an extra shot in your drink for 99 cents.
Yeah, they will.
Someone in the YouTube chat tells us that Long John Silver's has a 1.5 stars on Yelp. I've never heard of such a thing.
Well, Mom, you know I love 1.5
I do
reviews,
know you love Yelp. So.
Well, what do you think gets it 1.5 positive? You know, like, why is it not zero?
Well, we're going to take a look.
Or is there such
well,
thing
well, the
as...
people who show up regularly are fans. They like it.
Is this the one in Hillsborough or the one in Troutdale?
I don't know. The commenter on YouTube did not say.
Can I point out...
Take a look-see.
...that at Spangles, they have something called the Beast Steak Burger, where you can get 6 Black Angus steak burger patties and 6 slices of American cheese on one sandwich.
Wow. In-N-Out does that. They do the 8x8.
That's a Midwest thing right there.
Totally.
Well, you got to stay warm out there. It's cold in the winters, man. You need those 6 Angus
That's
patties.
For all the Midwest fats. No wonder they're all so fat. God. He's going to go get him one of those Milwaukee butter hugs.
Oh, good times.
So we got a text from Malbon guy, and he is the brother of the owner of Malbon.
We don't even know how to pronounce it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Malbon?
But it's the golf gear that Jason Day wears.
Yes.
That's picking up steam with the young bros.
Yeah.
And apparently, the guy who started that lives in Portland, Jason.
Yeah.
His brother lives in Portland.
And because, listens to the show.
They're brothers. And he listens to the program.
Yeah.
And so he texted and he said, hey, you ever want to talk to Jason? Let me know. Hmm. He's my brother.
Well.
And he goes back and forth between here and, what did he say? Like Santa Clara, I think, is where they're based out of.
Yeah.
But he lives here. So, yeah, how about that? And now Buckley is angling for Malbon gear to be sent here.
Buckley is looking to be sponsored now, his golf outfits.
That's right.
They make like workout clothes and like casual stuff too.
Do they?
Yeah.
AI says it's pronounced Malbon.
Malbon.
Yeah, because I was on the website. He said the Jason Day stuff, by the way, the American flag stuff, is like flying off the shelves.
Yep. Is it?
Yeah. The brother said that that stuff is just blowing up.
And to clarify for you, Suk, the 1.5 rating is at the Troutdale one. It's a 2-star rating at Hillsborough.
Oh. Well, there you go.
So you definitely want to go to the Hillsborough one. Get that second half star. Wow. Well, I'm willing to wear Malbon too if they send us something. Look, I'm just going to throw that out in the ethos.
So basically now that the show is looking to be golf sponsored by
Malbon.
Will you wear, I want them to send you.
I want all of us to wear their loudest stuff on the same day.
I don't want.
Yeah, the Fan Golf Classic's coming up next Tuesday.
Because I looked at it and they do have like some nice looking like
they
casual
have mobile stuff.
Yeah, like casual, like workout wear and like normal looking
stuff.
It's
a good brand.
No, dude. If you're hooking anyone up here, it needs to be the Jason Day, what the hell are you wearing sort
of collection. Well, we have the golf tournament out at Langdon Farms. Yeah. The Fan Golf Classic is coming up on the 24th. I believe that is a Tuesday.
Yeah.
A Tuesday. What if we're out on the 6th hole decked out in Malbon?
Let's go.
Like Jason Day.
Yeah.
We got cool t-shirts, too. Sweatsuits.
I just like that this is Buck's.
Comfortable like, shorts. Yeah, hook me up, brother.
But what is the Buck? I would like to see Buck and Swag go toe-to-toe on which one would like free. Because I've never met anyone that loves free stuff more than Jason Swaggart.
I'm probably more selective about the free stuff. But when it's free stuff I know that I will use,
Because Sprague's that way, too. Sprague and Swag will wear anything. I remember once we were out, I don't remember.
I like their casual gear.
Like there was like a cable company or something, like Comcast or whatever. It was
Cricket Wireless?
Yeah, like Cricket Wireless or something. And they had, you know those t-shirts that are like the most uncomfortable? Why do companies, by the way, give out those t-shirts?
The ones that the mascot throws into the crowd at the games that nobody actually wants?
They're made of like burlap and, and like pine needles. It's like the most uncomfortable, and they're just awful looking shirts. I remember Sprague being like, "Hey, are these free?" Like, dude, no one's taking those shirts. He's like, "Dude, took like 3 of them." I was like, "What are you doing?" He's like, "Oh, these free t-shirts." I was like, "Dude, just because something's free." I think he was at a point in his life where it didn't matter. Like he was very excited, and that's Swag. Swag will wear like Hoopla. He'll show up to work wearing like a Hoopla golf polo.
2007.
Yeah. Like you're like, what? Where did that come from? I think he still has the old Fan gear. Remember we used to have like the Fan. We used to have Fan polo shirts.
Somewhere there's some homeless guy walking around with 7 large 1080 the Fan polos.
Again,
I gave him to Goodwill.
Just because the t-shirt's free doesn't mean that you should ever wear that t-shirt.
They do have some pretty cool stuff. I'm on
a lot of their
website.
Casual wear is pretty cool.
Kind of expensive though. $68 for a hat.
It's right. It's elite gear, dude. That's why I want it. I don't want to pay for it.
God, you're trying way too hard. He ain't gonna send you anything.
Just send Buck some stuff so we can end this.
Or
right?
Don't. I will still say that it would be cool to have for free.
I just want to see Buckley every day head to toe for like a month straight. You know, like you see all those sponsors where they just send them like a giant box full of stuff, and that's all Buckley wears.
I can't find the ridiculous sweater that he wore at Pebble Beach, and I'm a little sad about that.
Buckley is trying to be the John Gruden college gear. Yeah, Gruden does this now.
It makes me sad.
That's right. Yeah, he just shamelessly solicits like, oh, wear all your college gear, and they just do big unboxings.
Yeah, like Oregon State sent him some stuff.
The Ducks did too.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They just send Gruden like a giant box.
It's
full
like, look
of
at this hat.
Yeah, like oh, okay. And he's the dude's worth like $50 million. And he's just getting random college gear.
He seems like a dude who only wears polos from like previous college previous coaching clinics.
That guy has every nickel that he's ever made. He's just wearing nothing but team gear.
All right, new fun game. Guess the lines next on The Fan.
point out, have you watched any of the ESPN coverage of the NBA Finals?
No, not outside of the games.
The most unwatchable pre-post halftime show of all time is this combination they have up there of Stephen A. I don't know who the lady is.
Is it Malika Andrews?
I think it might be. Yeah, I think it's, she's on there. Bob Myers and Kendrick Perkins.
I can't handle Kendrick at all.
It is an abortion of galactic proportions. Like, it should be a crime.
Why?
They just yell over each other. Look it up. Like, go on Twitter.
Even Bob Myers?
Yes. They just go on Twitter and, like, look at, like, Awful Announcing has some clips where they start talking. And poor the Malika Andrews, poor her, because she's trying to sort through this crap.
She's got to go to the Molly Karam school of refereeing that she does for Stephen A. every day.
Dude, there are long, there's like minute-long highlight clips, and it's just the three of them, and you can't understand anything anyone's saying. They just yell at each other. It is the worst, it is the single worst studio show, pre-post, whatever, in the middle of a game that I've ever seen in my entire, it's unwatchable. It's just...
Well, thank you for pointing that out.
The fact that they have those two idiots, and then why is Bob Myers on there?
Like, do he's a...
They he's tried the to bring in the kind of...
He's the executive.
Dynasty, executive of a dynasty type deal.
Yeah. Well, he's got some pedigree.
Former agent, former GM.
It is... Well, it's a good thing that we have it on mute. So when you get home, if you get a second, flip over to it and be
like,
what is
this? Yeah,
I will
not do that. The only, and I mean the only... pre- and post-game show or halftime show that gets me to watch is Inside the NBA.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, if you've seen Inside the NBA, and again, remember we talked about like the difference between Chick-fil-A and Popeyes when it comes to customer service? This is the Popeyes halftime show, post-game show compared to Inside the NBA.
I have here the top 10 college football games of the year.
Okay.
For the upcoming season.
Talk to me.
New fun game, guess the point spread.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Buckley, you got any college football music to spice this little bitch up?
I will shortly.
Mm-mm-mm. I'm going to go chronologically here.
Let's do it.
No, we're going to do it. Well, that's not really college football music.
Oh, I thought you said, I thought game show music. Excuse me. I'll rectify this.
Maybe I do want him to get the midday show job.
Isn't he? Are you hosting tomorrow?
That's right.
A return engagement?
A lot of people said Buckley might get that gig.
We were asking him about it. He was being all coy about it, too.
Well, there isn't anything to be coy about. I don't have any information.
We know more than he does.
That's probably true.
Just saying. He seemed awful coy.
Okay, that's more like it. All right, so I'm going to go chronologically here. These are the top 10 games of the year.
Okay.
There isn't quite one each week. As a matter of fact, one week there's... two, but you get the idea. Mm-hmm. We're going to start with the 13th of September. So we're not going to get a top 10 game, at least top 10 worthy type game.
Sure.
Until, what is that? That'd be week two, I guess. Maybe week three.
Because
you said the dumb week zero thing.
Week zero and
stupid.
Then one. And, yeah.
Texas A&M will be playing at Notre Dame.
Oh.
What do you think the line is?
All right. We got Notre Dame, A&M.
See, in today's, it's harder
now. Well, it's tough because, you know, people leave and people come in.
Yeah.
But it's at Notre Dame. I'm going to go Notre Dame favored by, give me 3.5.
Notre Dame beat them by 10 last year.
But that was a close game. I think they scored one late, didn't they not?
It is Notre Dame minus 7.
Okay.
Who's Notre Dame's quarterback? See, this is a better game. Here's
a fun game. Who's quarterbacking all the teams?
Right.
Probably a transfer. I don't know, though.
Yeah, my guess is a transfer. I don't know who Notre Dame's quarterback is. I haven't done the let's dig into the teams yet.
Hey, we only have 90 days.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Okay. Mm-hmm. CJ Carr or Kenny Minchie, it says.
I don't know who either one of them are. So maybe that's not a transfer. Maybe those are just...
CJ Carr is a freshman.
Got it.
Kenny Minchie's a sophomore.
Right.
So Notre Dame minus 7. 9:20, September 20th, Florida will be playing at Miami. Good little ball game.
A good little ball game.
Miami's got Carson Beck.
Well, and they
Lagway
got
Lagway back, I think.
And Florida, look, to everyone's surprise, like they had the hardest schedule in college football history last year. And we thought Napier was going to get his ass canned by week six. And they hung around. But it's at Miami.
Yeah.
That's right. Carson Beck. I'm going to go Miami favored by, I think Miami by 5.5, 6.
Miami minus 4.
Okay.
Over the Gators. 9:27, Alabama at Georgia.
Woo, doggy. A lot of people saying.
A lot of people saying Georgia's diarrhea.
Yeah, now. Boy, that's at Georgia.
Boy.
I would say that I think on a neutral field, Alabama would be favored, but it's at Georgia. Go Georgia by 2.5.
So you got
what
Gunner,
an idiot. I mean, just stupid.
Gunner Stockton. Mm-hmm. And Alabama.
Look at that Ty Simpson kid.
Yeah, they got a bunch of guys, but Ty Simpson seems to be the name everyone's.
Everyone's got a college boner over this guy saying that he's going to be great.
What'd you say?
I'm going to go Georgia at home by 2.5.
Georgia minus 4.
Okay.
Same weekend, the 27th of September, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Ducks' one and only appearance in the top 10 games. They are playing at Penn State.
Penn State favored by 3.
They are favored. Penn State, so they have Aller back.
Yep. And Oregon's got a lot of question marks.
I'll say they're Penn State by 3.5.
Yeah, Penn State minus 4.
Okay.
Okay, the 11th of October will be, I forget what they're calling it now. Maybe
I don't know what you're talking about.
Red River Rivalry, whatever they're calling it.
Yeah.
Oklahoma at Texas. Of course, that'll be in Dallas.
Yeah. Texas by 9.
Texas minus 11.5.
Ooh.
I think a lot of people are saying.
A lot of people.
Texas might be the team to beat this year.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
Oklahoma got the transfer quarterback from WSU. And look, I get that Texas is again going to be loaded.
What's that guy's name?
John Mateer.
John Mateer. And I get Texas is loaded, and it's not the only reason why. But I will state for the record, this Arch Manning thing, why? Arch Manning has done jack S. In fact, when he replaced Quinn Ewers, he couldn't even hold the job, and Quinn Ewers wasn't any good. Like, I just...
It's because his name's Manning. That's, you know that.
But, like, we talk about, he's the number one pick, and he's the highest... Why?
Because his name's Manning!
It's just, it's absolutely silly, and he may end up being great. But just be careful buying into this Arch Manning. Like, I listen to college football analysts.
Great little
and they're,
player.
And they're sitting there and they're like, well, Arch Manning's a special one. Why? How is he any more special than any other quarterback that hasn't played? I mean, there were a lot of people that thought during his recruitment that he was overhyped. And no offense, but Quinn Ewers was not a great quarterback, and Arch could not beat him out.
I'm smelling an Oklahoma plus 11.5 bet right there.
Sounds like it.
Mateer can sling it, right?
Mateer can make things happen. He's a playmaker.
He can run around, and I don't know, I just... Mm-hmm. Texas will be fine because they're Texas. I just think we're over our skis a little bit because of the Arch Manning thing.
October 18th, USC will be playing at Notre Dame. Guess the line.
Interesting. Well, Notre Dame was a significant favorite over A&M.
Yeah, they were.
Although, people like SC this year.
Yeah, they got a lot. Who's their quarterback?
SC has...
Oh, they have Maiva. The same guy.
Yeah, that ended up...
Jaden Maiva.
Yeah.
He's shown flashes.
I'm going to say Notre Dame by 2.5.
Wow, Notre Dame minus 12.5.
Really?
Are you kidding
me? No love for SC, huh?
Not in this game.
Huh. My God.
November 1st, Penn State travels to Ohio State. Ohio State going with
Penn State at Ohio State.
Buckeyes by 5.5.
Everybody's closer.
Julian Sayin. Isn't that the kid that everybody's raving about in Columbus?
I'm going to say that's closer. I'm going to say that's 3.5. I'm going to say that's 3.5 or 4.
Split the diff. Ohio State minus 4.5 over Penn State.
Yeah, people are high on Penn State. They think this could be the year that Penn State gets over the.
That's
the
that whole. And I guess I was trying to bake in the whole Franklin doesn't win those. Generally speaking,
well, they got a lot coming back, and again, I think the proven quarterback thing, I think goes a long way.
On paper, they will have all the reasons to win that game, even but they just typically don't.
You know me and what I think about Drew Aller. Again, just we hype college quarterbacks. I think we do it on purpose. I think the national media does it to drum up interest, but I just don't know if there is a more dishonest... There's not a more dishonest conversation in the world of sports. Maybe Angel Reese. That we as a media push more than college quarterbacks. And I don't know if that's merely to drive interest or you don't want to be critical of college kids, but I mean, it's kind of foolish because it just flies. And if you're just an objective person with a set of eyeballs, little than someone that digs into some of the numbers, it's kind of horse sneers.
15th of November, you've got a good one as Texas is traveling to Georgia. This will be down in Athens.
Boy, Georgia just does not.
SEC
they
game.
Are not underdogs in between the hedges. But everyone loves Texas. I'm going to say...
That's an interesting one.
I'm going to say this is basically a pick 'em.
Georgia minus 2.5 for that game.
Yeah. When's the last time? It's like Alabama and Georgia just don't... They're just not underdogs at their place. It just doesn't happen.
Two more. On the 28th of November, so I believe... I was going to look at when Thanksgiving is. This year? Oh, please? Yeah, Thanksgiving. So this is the day, this is the Friday after Thanksgiving.
Although, didn't Georgia beat the breaks off of Texas last year?
Well, they played in the playoff. Wasn't that the game
but
where...
But didn't they also play, or was that Alabama?
They played in the regular season. That was the one where Georgia smacked
them. Oh, they did. Yeah. I think that's right. And then the playoff was the one where Gunnar Stockton came in.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Playoffs.
And Quinn Ewers still couldn't beat him?
No, he got it right down memory at the play at the end, right?
Yeah, Beck got it was the play that right. his arm got all messed up.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't even at the end though, because they had
Wait, who won the game?
Georgia did.
Georgia beat him.
No, Texas. Wait.
I can't remember who won the game.
Georgia thumped him 30-15.
Who won the playoff
first one,
game?
And then in the other one,
Texas
Georgia
won.
Beat them 22-19.
Right, because Ohio State beat Texas.
No, Georgia beat Texas.
It was in the SEC title game.
Oh.
Wasn't in the playoff.
The Stockton game?
Yes. It was in the SEC championship. They did not play in the playoff.
Oh, I was thinking that was a playoff game.
No, it was the SEC title game.
So then Stockton, yeah,
playoffs.
Okay. Stockton was the quarterback going into the playoff, and that's why everybody was like, oh, they're not going to win, and they beat...
Boy, it's a good thing we know what we're talking about.
Who'd they beat in the playoff?
Who did Texas beat?
No, Georgia.
Notre
God.
Dame. No, they lost to Notre Dame.
They lost to Notre Dame and Texas.
They beat someone in the playoff, didn't they?
I don't think so.
No, because didn't all the teams that had byes lose?
Yeah, I think Georgia lost in the playoff.
They did the same thing Oregon did. They just lost to Notre Dame.
Yeah. I think Notre Dame clipped them.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
We'll take a look-see.
Yeah, they lost Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Texas A&M will be playing at Texas. Classic Friday after Thanksgiving game.
Run that by me again.
Oh, my God. Texas A&M at Texas.
Aggies horns. Gig them.
Aggies horns. Texas favored by...
7.5.
Yeah, I was going to say 7.5.
10.5. And last but not least... The Saturday after Thanksgiving, top 10 college football game of the year, Ohio State at Michigan.
Oh,
the dog!
Michigan's going with the freshman quarterback.
Who is that?
Underwood.
Some hot shot?
Bryce Underwood.
Oh, yeah, that's a kid from that Oregon initially
they were,
had?
Yeah, that's close
the
to
the kid who's getting like $12 million or something, supposedly.
Yeah, that was the Dave Portnoy getting a bunch of money. Hey, did they play in the playoff last year against Georgia? Who won that game?
It's hard to say.
They did not.
Ohio State will be favored in that game.
Yes.
By...
They are favored.
They're favored by 6.
5.5.
5.5.
A lot of people saying 5.5.
A lot of people.
And there is Guess the Lines for the top 10 college football games of the year. Oregon at Penn State, 27th of September. The Nittany Lions are favored by 4 points. Hmm. Over your Ducks.
And by the way, we'll go into the season thinking one thing and everything will get turned on its
That's
ear
right.
and
none of that matters.
No. You never know who's gonna be good. I'm calling it right now. I think Texas is overrated.
Okay.
Just the Arch Manning thing just doesn't smell right to me.
How does anyone beat the Blazers next season with this new...
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
New championship pedigree.
It's actually pretty neat.
Here's Buck. Ah! Come on, tell me you're not shaking right now.
Serving with me. Bucks, by the way, just hit one damn near out of the park in Minnesota.
Who?
Good Lord. Old Buxton there for the
He still plays for them?
Yes, he does. And hit an absolute moonshot.
Sucker.
Byron Buxton.
At Target Field. Yeah, he's good.
All right. The Blazers have added some championship pedigree that I'm not sure the league will be able to overcome.
No, the final piece is in place. I mean,
three pieces.
We know that, they've already said that they don't need to go out and find a star because there's multiple already on the roster.
You know, the reality is this is how it's done right here.
It's actually pretty neat.
What you do is you hire three assistant coaches and they all have championships. The first one they hired today is Tiago Splitter. He won a title with the Spurs.
Ooh,
as
doggy.
A player.
Yeah.
And I am told by my sources that he coached a team in Paris last year and they won the French Basketball Cup.
So basically at this point,
oui.
You bring in Tiago Splitter and you're getting fit for rings.
Then they hired this guy by the name of Patrick St. Andrews, who won a title as an assistant with the Bucks back with Giannis. And
sounds like a fake name.
It does. Like if you told me like Patrick St. Andrews,
it sounds like the name of like a protagonist in a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
And then they hired a guy by the name of Quentin Crawford, who led the Stockton Kings to the G League championship last year.
Hell yeah, championship pedigree.
He also was in the bubble, COVID bubble with the Lakers as an assistant with Jason Kidd, and they won the title there.
So, I mean,
so you're talking about four titles, bro.
Look at this.
Actually, five.
The championship pedigree. And then to go along with, you know, Johns, you know, he's.
What did he win?
Well,
did he ever win it? Oh, Detroit.
You're a loser.
Yeah, with the Pistons.
The Pistons, yeah. That's right.
So.
He got Carmelo Anthony to the brink as well.
So clearly at this point, the freight train from hell has left the station.
Can Tiago Splitter play?
How old is
That'd
Tiago
be great
Splitter?
If he could kind of do the team mentor slash coach slash player role.
And they also hired someone from the Rip City Remix to be some sort of developmental coach.
Yeah.
Like Leon, their video coordinator or something like that?
Leron Black or something. So,
do you think Chauncey is the best point guard of the Blazers right now?
No, I don't think so.
You don't?
No.
Like if he had to actually go out and play the game, no, he would not be better than no.
How old is he?
He's too far removed.
Well, he's
well, he was awesome.
It's
been too long since he's played.
He's 48. He's my age.
That's almost my age.
He's between our age. Yeah. No. At 48 years old, you are not the best point guard. Although, he didn't get all fat. I mean, he looks like he's in decent shape. But
I don't know, bro.
No. Something tells me that Scoot would run, but would
he's going to go to that lake.
It would just be a blur as he goes by you. Father Time is undefeated.
Magic Johnson.
He's younger than I thought. I thought he may be 50, but.
I'm going to go to that lake.
48.
All right, coming up next. What?
What?
Oh, you were looking at me. I thought there was something.
No.
Some big sports take you were going to spit.
It's about old people.
The Seattle Times has five players the Mariners should trade for.
Oh, well, they need something because
I'd like to present that to you next.
They're below 500. I think they've lost like 9 of
10. Are you out of your mind?
And all the goodwill that has been built up is.
But
I did see a fun Dan Wilson stat though. The Buckley
I was
sent me.
Just about to say that.
Yeah.
Dan Wilson's managerial win percentage is 54%.
Yeah.
Which is exactly what Jerry DePoto wants.
So what you're saying is that they're right where they need to be.
I think that's right.
Except now they're below 500.
We'll get to that next, and then the club on the Fan.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Said it any better.
That was Maple Valley Mike.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, that makes me want to take calls.
I love that rant so much.
It's great rant.
He's dialed in.
And he's, yeah, I don't think he's reading that. I think he's just,
no, that's just
he's just
off
pissed.
The cuff, spitting passion, and he's got the facts down.
Are you out of your mind?
That's good stuff. Yeah, the Mariners, they lost again today.
Yeah.
They've lost 11 of 15. They are now, I think, under 500.
They are. I think they're a game and a half below 500, if I'm not mistaken.
A game and a half below 500? How do you lose a
half
game?
Oh, no. I guess a game
below. Or game and a half back?
Yeah. Three and a half back in the division. And I think they're a game below 500 in the standings.
They're still second in the AOS, but it's not going well.
Well, since that, you know, they had that one where they went into, in May, they went into Houston and bludgeoned the Astros, right? And it kind of felt like that was in, what, middle of May, where it kind of felt like, oh, my God, like they're hitting and this may be their year. They have gone 5-14 since. 5-14 since May 21st when they got done bludgeoning the Astros, which was like the feel-good moment of the year for them. And, yeah, 33-34, 3.5 back. And, you know, if they don't win that division, you look at the wild card.
It's there for them.
It's there, but, I mean, there's...
Long way to go.
Do something. They're not hitting.
Long way to go. Well, the Seattle Times listed 5 players the Mariners could target at the trade deadline. Now, before you laugh at that and say the Mariners never trade for anybody at the deadline, that is not true. They got Randy Arozarena last year.
Castillo, what?
And Luis Castillo, yeah, at the deadline of 2023.
Well, and I know they're not necessarily the world's biggest spenders, but let's not pretend that they're, you know, the Athletics. I mean, their payroll is usually middle of the road. Like, they're sandwiched right around, the Giants, Orioles, and Tigers. You know, and that it fluctuates, but they're never dead last. They're not in the back third as far as payroll goes.
Giants. Who else in the Tigers?
So right around them is the Giants, the Orioles, Mariners, Tigers, Twins, all kind of.
Well, then why are the Tigers are the best team in baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those teams you listed have been competitive and have even been to World Series recently.
Right.
Yeah.
So look, I understand that if you're a Mariner fan, you want them to spend, like the Yankees and the Mets and the, you know, the Texas Rangers, but that's not happening. So you're not spending like the A's, you're not spending like the Marlins, but you're also not going to spend like the Dodgers. That's not going to be a thing.
The best name on this list is probably O'Neill Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
And he is the shortstop from the Pirates. They probably won't trade him because he's like really the only good player that they have. But they're terrible.
Yeah.
They may look to scrap it. And he's fun to watch. He's like Ellie De La Cruz, only not quite.
I saw something yesterday that he swings the bat harder and faster than anybody in the league by like a lot. He swings like 107 miles an hour, and the next closest guy is like 100.
He would be a nice dynamic ad.
And is it possible, too, that the Pirates just eventually aren't going to pay him? So
yeah, you know, that's true.
You can get a haul for him. And
Brandon Lau of the Rays... second baseman, kind of uninspiring.
That would be a very Mariners move.
Yes.
They would do it and be like, see, we did something. You'd be like, Brandon Lau?
Yeah, and then you'd put him next to Arozarena and go, oh, this is why the Rays never won. Eugenio Suarez is on the list.
I swear I've seen him up here before.
Dude. Well, he hit a granny today against him. Now, if the Diamondbacks do flame out, although they just swept the Mariners.
Yes.
Suarez could be dealt, and you know, that's not a bad...
I just find it hilarious that Teoscar Hernandez and Suarez were both in Seattle, and like, they were just raked. Like, everyone's like, oh, these guys are bums, they can't hit, and then they go to LA, and they go to Arizona, and they're both mashing. That would be hilarious.
Yeah, Suarez, I think, he might already have 50 ribbies.
He's got 3 Grand Slams this season.
Yeah. It's one of those, that's the major league. I wish we had that guy a couple years ago. We did.
And then the less inspiring on the list, Baltimore could be looking to unload some bros if they continue to suck. So you'd have Cedric Mullins or perhaps Ryan O'Hearn. And he's a Royals cast off. You don't, I mean, he's doing fine in Baltimore, but he's, you know,
yeah,
nothing special. He's not going to move the needle for you. First baseman. And then Jordan Westberg is another one that Baltimore, he may be the odd man out up there. That could be a good move.
Yeah.
He's young, but he's been hurt all year, just now came back. And then the last one on the list is Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, of formerly of Texas Rangers.
I'm not familiar with his
game. He's a Punch and Judy.
Okay.
He's like a super utility guy,
utility
right?
guy, yeah.
So outside of Suarez, there's really not, well,
O'Neill Cruz.
But, yeah,
And that's just the Seattle Times. I mean, sure. There could be, I'm sure there's other guys out there, but.
Well, and some of it too is they just have had, I mean, their starting pitching has been decimated by injuries. So, you know, last year their bullpen pitched, I think, the fewest innings of any bullpen because the starting pitcher was so good. This year, the starting pitching has been beat up. And so now I think the bullpen has thrown, I think they're like top three or four in innings. And so the bullpen's faltering a little bit. And then there's just a power outage. You know, for a while there, we were talking about that the offense was good. And, like, all of a sudden, like, they can't score with runners in scoring position. They're terrible. Starting pitching has been beat up, and the bullpen is tired and is getting overused. So it's not like it's one thing that's bothering the Mariners. You kind of have three separate things kind of going all at once. And I'm not certain that one thing fixes that.
Can I think I've buried the lead today. Can I give you some late-breaking news?
Yeah, what do you got?
This is breaking news.
Julio Rodriguez. Of the Cleveland Steamers?
Yes.
Traded.
You done,
wow.
huh?
Wow.
I got rid of him.
End wow. of an era.
Yeah, I can't do it anymore with him. I'm out on him.
What'd you get in the return package?
Vlad Guerrero Jr., wow. a part of the package.
Wow. Okay.
And he's been kind of, he hasn't been great yet. But
you like his upside more, do you?
I do like his
upside. You're out on Julio, huh?
I'm out. Traded. Dealt.
You know, he's not terrible. It's just not what.
He's overrated.
What does it do for Steamers clubhouse chemistry?
I think a lot.
Yeah. You think it's addition by subtraction?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, you are bearing the lead there. It's a big deal.
I
well,
can't
I'll tell you
it
what.
It took us till 5:59 to get there.
I do know the GM of the Steamers is he's a finicky guy.
He doesn't mess around.
No, it's a results-oriented business.
I Although, text your brother this.
His eye can get off the ball. He gets into the werewolf Watusi, and he forgets about managing his team.
I text your brother this, and he was upset with me, and he is now going to, because he plays in another fantasy league of his own.
Ah.
And he has Jack Caglione, mm-hmm. the Royals rookie.
And
he's probably going to trade him now that I've dealt Julio.
Interesting.
Yeah. So spite trades in a completely different league.
If only you guys played in the same league, then you guys could do a little kind of back and forth.
Latte Larry and Mocha Joe.
I will say the Mariners, there's a long way to go, and one guy isn't going to solve your problems. You just need your pitching staff to get healthy. You need to get your starting pitching healthy and get back to being the best staff in the bigs, and then hopefully that solves some of the bullpen woes, and maybe the offense was just fool's gold. But I was looking at some of the advanced metrics. You know, they're like 20th with runners in scoring position, but they get runners in scoring position at like a top 10 clip. So they're getting there. A's can't bring them in, and maybe that's one of those weird stats that maybe can get turned around. Because if you're getting guys...
We've seen flashes.
Yeah. I mean, you got
the dumper.
So I understand that it's not looking real good right now, but I wouldn't...
Long way to go.
There's a long way to go.
Yep.
Long way to go.
All right. Coming up next, cigarettes. They're back in.
Right.
That will kick off the club next on The Fan.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.